Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You know, we're in all the corners of your news universe: digital, FM, Sirius satellite radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up on the show, our assisted listen series continues with Erykah Badu's new album. Sasha Farah Jones from The New Yorker is here to sit and explain, because it does need a little bit of explaining. Yeah, great record, but thick, textured, dense. First, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Zimbabwe's presidential election results will stay under wraps for now. A lawyer for the opposition party said the High Court rejected its attempt to make the numbers public. Election officials said yesterday they'll recount votes from the 23 districts. In all but one of those, the opposition party beat the ruling party of President Robert Mugabe. The opposition won control of parliament in the March 29th vote. Presidential results, though, have been kept secret. If enough results are overturned, the ruling party will keep control of parliament. The opposition party went to court to stop the recount. They say the government wants to rig the results. 1,300 Iraqi soldiers and police are now out of a job. The government fired them over the weekend for deserting or refusing to fight last month in Basra. The Iraqi government launched a major campaign against Shiite militias there. Many government fighters dropped their weapons and left. At the time, the government took harsh criticism of its battle plans. Beijing is cracking down on pollution. The city wants to clean the air ahead of the Olympic Games. The city's environmental cops say they plan to scale back construction starting in July. Heavy polluting industries must cut emissions by 30%. The upcoming Games have focused criticism on China for a variety of reasons, including repression in Tibet, ties to Sudan, and other human rights issues. Meanwhile, Tibetan leader the Dalai Lama denies Chinese government claims that he's behind the recent turmoil in Tibet. He tells NPR he regrets that the Chinese people don't have a reliable source of information about him.
One of my sort of sadness is millions of Chinese, those innocent Chinese, who have no other way to access the situation, totally relying on the government information.
NPR spoke to the Dalai Lama from Seattle, where he's attending a conference. More of the interview at npr.org. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is going to court today. Rowling will testify in a New York courtroom in hopes of blocking the publication of an encyclopedia about the Harry Potter series. She sued the creator of a popular website after he announced plans to turn it into a book. The site is an index of spells, potions, characters, and history from the fantasy series. Rowling has linked to the site in the past, but says using the content to sell books violates her copyright. Yep, that's all it takes to be the number one movie this week. Slasher film remake Prom Night raked in $22.7 million in its debut over the weekend. The movie Street Kings, a cop drama with Forest Whitaker and Keanu Reeves, opened in second place with $12 million. And the gambling flick 21 fell to third place, taking in $11 million. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.